Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. Get to B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. At Mastro Subaru, the guys there, they are stick carriers themselves, and they want to help other stick carriers out. Go to Mastro Subaru with one of their locations in Tampa or Orlando and let them know that you're a stick carrier. You get special stick carrier pricing. Whether you're looking for a new car or a pre-owned vehicle, they've got them all at Mastro Subaru. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
It's Bucks Uncensored, midweek edition. Love it. Got a big old party coming up Friday night. My lovely girlfriend, Miss Holly O'Connor, from Hot 101.5. Her and Miguel hosting a big old party at Franklin Manor. So, if you're looking for something to do, Friday night, they call it their blown-off ball. And, yeah. She's going to be busy, so I'm going to be just kind of hanging out. So, if you want to come and hang out at Franklin Manor, get your drink on, come and join us there. I believe it's like a Valentine's Day thing. Where if you're single, you get a green wristband. If you're in a relationship, you get a red one. And then they're having like this gigantic spin the bottle game. So if you're just a creepo and want to try and make out with females, come on down. They'll throw you in this big old game of spin the bottle. You'll have fun. I'm going to spin my own bottle into my mouth and drink a whole lot. So if you want to see that, you can come see that as well. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to have some fun on Friday night and, you know, hopefully I see some of you out there as well. I'm also in a great mood. I feel like Monday's podcast kind of liberated me, and I hope it liberated you as well. Just kind of like getting away from all that negativity from 2017 and looking ahead to the future. And, you know, what I'm about to read, there's two angles that you could take in reading it. If you're one of those Bucks fans that is just going to harp on the negative for the next 6 months and just be be miserable, then I'm pretty sure I know how you're going to take the next quote that I'm about to read. If you're like me and you're ready to move forward, and what's done is done, then you're also going to probably react to the next quote the same way I did when I first read it. This is a quote from Doug Peterson, who just won the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. Peterson told Peter King after the game that if you want to play it safe all the time, that's a great way to be at or near 500 all the time. If you want to win a championship, you need to try some high-risk, high-reward plays. He said, quote, "You learn if you play passive, if you play conservative, if you call plays conservatively, you are going to be 8-8 or 9-7 every year. That's your ceiling." That's encouraging to me. Because I want the coaching staff at One Buck Place to read that quote and say, enough is enough. We have to play with a sense of urgency. Not in October. Not in September. Not in August. It starts now. You have to be aggressive in everything that you do. These are professional athletes. These are professional football players. This is their job. You go to your job and bust your ass to make a living. I know I get up every morning at 5:30, get my ass to work, work however many hours I'm going to work there, come home, still do more work, bust my ass. You know what? I'm proud of myself because I'm successful at what I do. But I'm not successful because I'm conservative. I'm successful because I'm aggressive. I attack every single day. I can't take a day off. The expectations placed on me are too high for me to take a day off. If I'm working, I am 100% in mentally. Same thing goes for football. You know, Doug Peterson, I love this approach. You know, things we talked about on this podcast. Put your foot on their throat and stomp down. I'm fired up, man. That is carrying a big motherfucking stick. You can't play passive. You can't practice passively or conservatively. Doug Peterson went for it, I believe, more times on fourth down this season than any other coach in the NFL. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw that stat somewhere. Remember all those missed field goals for the Bucs? I know we're putting 2017 to bed, but remember those missed field goals? What if the Bucs went for it on all of those fourth downs and made it 20% of the time? That would have been more successful than the missed field goals. I'm not saying you go for it on every fourth down. But maybe there are times when you're going to be aggressive. You feel like momentum is on your side. You got a chance to keep that momentum. Nothing kills momentum like a missed field goal. And how many have the Bucks had of those over the last few years? But it's not just about that type of play call. It's being aggressive across the board. Aggressive defensively, aggressive offensively, aggressive in practice, aggressive with the scoreboard. Get momentum on your side and keep momentum on your side. I love this mindset. And I love what the Eagles have done. And believe it or not, I believe this was a tweet from Dan Orlovsky, who said that Doug Peterson and the entire Eagles front office has done a phenomenal job of building a team. Building a team. Anyone can acquire talent. Any team that has cap room, as the Bucks have had, can acquire talent. You just pay more than the other person. What's the ultimate goal? What is your plan? Is it to acquire talent? Is it to build a talented roster? Or is it to build a championship team? The Bucks have a talented roster. They have Pro Bowls. They have All Pros. They have Heisman Trophy winners. They have fast guys, strong guys, athletic guys. They have talent. What they don't have is a team. They have team players. But that's not the entire roster. They don't have a championship roster yet. That can change in a hurry. As I said on Monday, my focus is for the Buccaneers to be the turnaround team of 2018. If the Jaguars and Rams and Bills and Eagles can all do it in 1 year, then damn it, the Buccaneers can do the same. It's not about acquiring talent. You have to build a team. You have to be strategic in the players that you bring in. It's not just going to whoever's free agent list, whatever NFL writer has a free agent list ranking the top 100 free agents and saying, we got to go after those top five guys. All of these, Jason Light, everyone in his front office, to Dirk Cutter and everyone on his coaching staff, they're all connected. They all know people. Whether those people are in the media, on other teams, you should be able to get an idea of not only a player's skill set, but of their mentality, personality, and whether or not they're in it to win or in it to make the money. Jason Light failed in free agency last year. He failed. But he can make up for it this offseason. You know, I've sat back for years and I've watched people debate, and I fell victim to this for a while. But as I've taken a step back and observed and listened to others debate on players a team should get in free agency, players a team should draft, in the back of my mind, and it's the same every year, it's the same debate, just different names. In the back of my mind, I'm sitting there going, how do you know? We can debate the talent of a player or what we see from a player on the field, but you have no idea what's going on between the ears of those players. I mean, people can look at Chris Baker and say, guy's got talent. He's big. He's quick. Strong. But in the end, he don't give a shit. He doesn't. Somebody had to know that. But it goes, that goes for every player. In free agency, in the draft. And quite honestly, that's not for your, that's not your job. You listening to this. You, the Bucks fan. It's not my job. I've got way more important things to do that I get paid to do than to try and find out the personality traits that a player has. But that is what Jason Light and his front office need to do. That's what they get paid for. You don't get paid to acquire talent. You get paid to acquire a championship roster. So let's be aggressive. Be aggressive in everything that you do. Follow the words of Doug Peterson, who just won a Super Bowl in his second year with the Eagles. Be aggressive. The players need to be aggressive in the weight room, aggressive in OTAs, aggressive in minicamp, and damn it, be aggressive and physical in training camp. Dirk Cutter needs to cut the shit and be aggressive starting now. Jason Light needs to be aggressive. Not just get the talented players, but thoroughly evaluate and get the right players. The right players might cost a shit ton of money, or they might not cost much money at all. You might get the guy everyone's clamoring for, or the diamond in the rough. But it's up to you to identify that player and be aggressive in going to get that player. Same thing in the draft. If it takes trading up to get a guy you want, then damn it, trade up and get the guy you want. Be aggressive. This organization has pussyfooted around for 10 years. The only aggressive play I've seen from the Bucks in the last 10 years was rushing a fucking kneel down. For once, I would like somebody to genuinely be concerned about a player on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a physically imposing manner. You can be worried about DeSean Jackson and his speed and this and that. No. I mean, are you going to be aggressive? Are you going to go after their fucking throat? If you do, you have a chance. If you don't, if you want to be conservative, if you want to come out in a game and feel your way into it, and not come out guns blazing, then you might find yourself, at best, once again, leading a team that has a ceiling of 8-8. Some of you might be okay with it. Hell, we threw a fucking parade when the Bucks went 9-7 a couple years ago. It's not good enough. And under Dirk Cutter, when he's been the head coach, two excruciatingly slow starts to the season. The first one, they rebounded, went on a tear in the second half and got to 9-7. The second season, couldn't rebound from it. They knocked themselves out of the playoffs before the playoffs were even on the mind of the playoff contenders. The Bucks knocked themselves out of the playoffs before November. Can't do that. Got to be aggressive. Out the gate. And if you're not, we all know what the Glazers are going to do. They're going to go out and try and find another coach, another general manager, who can mimic what Doug Peterson just did. Be aggressive. The age-old cheer. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Be aggressive. Oof.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com. Friday night is your night at Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. $7 chicken fajitas, $7 ultimate nachos, $7 domestic pitchers. Sevens are wild. It's Friday nights at Sports Legends. It's the place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
Keep the heads ringing. Keep the heads ringing.
Dr. Dre. Love it. It's Bucks Uncensored. Get to some Bucks takes. If you're new to the podcast, giving the Bucks fans, giving the stick carriers, giving the passionate ones out there a voice. Share your message with other Bucks fans. Share your message with the Buccaneers organization. You know they're listening. You record your voice on your phone. You email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. You can be right up here with a guy who hasn't been on in quite some time. Quite frankly, we missed him on the podcast. But we don't miss him nightly. Weeknights. At 10, it's the Johnny B Show. Hello, Johnny B.
Hey, Justin. Hey, stick carriers. It's me, Johnny B. I know it's been a long time, months even, since I left the Bucks take. But I have to admit, I was sad. The Bucks kind of broke my heart. Much like the heartbreak I took in 1982 when a beautiful little brunette named Lisa Smith walked into my art class and I was immediately in love with her. And then I found out a few weeks later she felt the same way because she left a note on my desk that said, will you be my boyfriend? Check yes or no. And of course I grabbed the brightest crayon in my box and put a big old check on yes. I was the happiest kid in the world. I had all the reason to be. I had the prettiest girl in school. Just me. Little fat me. Little fat little mullet me. How did I do it? And then I found out a couple days later that my older brother, Tim, paid her off with a few packs of Now or Laters and a Def Leppard mirror that he had won at the fair on some shitty dart game. I was crushed, heartbroken. All the hope I had flushed down the fucking tubes. Just like the 2017 Buccaneer season. They Lisa Smith the fuck out of me. So I was silent for a while, but you know what? The season is over, and now I'm back. I mean, I never went anywhere. I listen to every single podcast religiously, Between this podcast and the Ira Kaufman podcast, it's the only Bucks news I need. And it's fan-fucking-tastic. But now the season's over. The Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. Ugh! The fucking Eagles are the Super Bowl fucking champions! Ugh! It pains me to even think about it. But at the same time, it inspires me. And it should inspire everybody. It should inspire Dirk Cutter. It should inspire the Glazers. It should inspire every single player in that locker room. Doug Peterson, a second-year head coach, who was coaching high school football in Shreveport, Louisiana, less than a decade ago, walks in and inspires a team, which, quite frankly, is not more talented than our team. So take this as fucking inspiration. Buccaneers, get fired the fuck up. Take some pride in yourselves. Believe in yourselves for once in a fucking while. Go out and get one player in free agency that knows how to win. You know who that player is? If you're going to get a former Buck, don't go Michael Bennett. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but still, head case. Aqib Talib won a Super Bowl. Head case. Get a guy that wins Super Bowls everywhere he fucking goes since he left here. Go get me LeGarrette Blount. He's a free agent. He's still got fucking gas in the tank. And the guy scores touchdowns in big games. He runs like a fucking Mack truck. He did it for us. And that's what we need. We need another fucking freight train coming out of the backfield. Somebody that knows how to win. Well, that's my take. It's good to be back. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
So good to have Johnny B back. And make sure you listen to Johnny B. 10 o'clock, weeknights, 102.5 The Bone for the Johnny B Show. Thanks, Johnny B. We'll go to Scott, who's up next with us. Hello, Scott.
Up here in Pennsylvania, just on the tail end of your Monday podcast. And you called, I listened, and I'm sending in a fucking Bucks take. I'm with you. Let's put 27 behind us. Let's look forward. It's 2018. You're putting us in the game of Bucks fandom. You made the call. You ran to the bench. You said you're in the game as a Bucks fan. Okay, it took me a while to find my helmet, but I'm on the field. I'm on the field of Bucks fandom. And this is a new year. It's a new time. We got the draft. We got the draft party. We got free agency coming up. We got the training camp takeover. And we got a mission. A mission to support this team going all the way to the playoffs, to the Super Bowl in 2018. Let's go!
You know, when somebody says that the Bucks could go to the Super Bowl in 2018 or even the playoffs, there are probably some people that are like snickering. But again, go back to a year ago. What can happen in 12 months? Jaguars, Rams, Eagles, Bills, Vikings. I don't think anyone looked at these franchises and said they're going to be a legit threat this year. Vikings losing Bridgewater, then losing Sam Bradford and having Case Keenum. I mean, it's almost as if you could look to those fan bases of those franchises. Now, the Eagles had some excitement with Carson Wentz. But in two years to win a Super Bowl? Nobody looked to the Eagles to win the Super Bowl this past year. Nobody. Nobody had the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. I doubt many people had the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. Or the Rams winning the West. You could probably look at most of those fan bases and say they didn't really have much hope this time last year. Their lack of hope a year ago gives me hope right now. Right now. That anything can happen. You just have to have the right mindset. And it's not one person. It's not just the head coach. It's not just a few players. It's everyone in an organization. So can the Buccaneers flip that switch and get that aggressive mindset? I sure as hell hope so. Garv's up with us. Hey, Garv.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, at JP Garv on Twitter. You want passion? You want optimism? Let's do it right. Longtime fans know it can be done, but it takes a little bit of time to get all the players together that can do it. I hear you saying we've got talented players on this team, and we do, but we do not have enough of them. We've got two guys with great characters on both sides of the ball, and Jameis Winston and Kwon Alexander. Build with those guys. Those guys aren't going to take shit from anybody. Even the coach, Jameis, says, no, I'm doing it my way, and won that last game. Of course, you got people bitching about that because we could have gone up two draft spots. But I want character players that want to win. These guys do it. Let's keep building through the draft. One Hardy Nickerson free agency would be worth 10 Bennett's and Tlaib's, in my opinion. Get a guy like that. It's worth it. Now, as far as the defensive line, the biggest weakness, there's our problem. We've got McCoy, a great player, and nothing. All the other guys are too old, they're gone, and they're just a junk pile. Noah Spence, the team depending on him. Two shoulder surgeries, et cetera, can't get the job done. Maybe as an outside linebacker, one day in a 3-4, I don't know. But that's our biggest problem. And I don't know how long it's going to take to fix it, but you fix a defensive line anywhere near the Eagles, and our cornerbacks are much better, even the young guys. So let us get it done from that angle. Let's look forward to the next season and a draft or two. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick out.
Speaking of drafts, great response to our Super Bowl food and drink draft replaying from 4 years ago when I was on the radio in Tampa before I wizened up and moved on out of that industry. Sports talk radio. Ugh. But such a great response. People are clamoring for more. So I dug through the archives of fan interference and came across more Draft Day Tuesdays that we did. One in particular, teams we love to hate. I will replay that Draft Day Tuesday at the conclusion of this podcast. So if you hear me wrapping it up, we're not wrapping it up. We're just getting you ready for another draft. Whoa! Exciting. Steve's our final Bucks take. Hello, Steve.
Justin, Steve and Mad Beach. Hey, I could just play the call from last year's offseason where I was looking for badass motherfuckers on the defensive line and talking about how that was the missing piece, but I'll spare you all that. Here to talk about Doug Martin. Basically, Doug Martin, my assessment of his season is, what's the word I'm looking for? Limp dick. Doug Martin is like a limp dick. And everybody knows that you can't get the job done with a limp dick. And yet, somehow, for some reason, Dirk Cutter just kept trying to insert this limp dick into the lineup and hoping that it'd work time after time after time after time. It's like, fuck, man. When are you going to come to the realization that you need to spruce things up? You need to try something new, my friend, because the same old trick doesn't work. God damn it. That about sums up the Bucs season for me, man. Limp dick. Over and over and over again. Nobody likes a limp dick, my friends. Nobody.
And that's the end of the Bucks takes. Thank you, Steve. You can always send in your Bucks take, record your voice on your phone, and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. This podcast is 2 times a week. Make sure you subscribe. iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. It posts at noon on Mondays and Wednesdays. If you subscribe, you will never, ever miss an episode of Bucks Uncensored. Help you through that work week. If you need it before noon, we have a special arrangement and partnership with my good friends at JoeBucksFan.com. The absolute best place to get your Buccaneers news. And a hell of a podcast network, if I do say so myself. LoveJoeBucksFan.com and love the partnership we've had. And actually, I need to get with Steve soon to discuss maybe, hopefully, some plans in place. What else could we come up with for 2018? Stay tuned for that. A special shout out to the ones that make the podcast happen. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings with their happy hour and late night happy hour that include discounted apps and drinks. Love what they do at Buffalo Wild Wings. And although football is over, hockey season is ramping up in the second half. Let's go Bolts. Be the Thunder, baby. We'll be watching it at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks to Mastro Subaru. Love these guys. Any business out there that's going to give discounts to stick carriers and Bucks fans is a business I love. That's what Mastro Subaru does. You go in, you tell them you're a stick carrier, you get special discounted pricing just for being a fan. It's unbelievable. That's how good the guys at Mastro Subaru are. The location in Tampa is right off Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. They also have a location in Orlando. Mastro Subaru. Thanks, guys. Bricado Sandwich Shop. If you're heading to Orlando, it's right off I-4 near Ybor City, that 50th Street exit. As you exit I-4, it's right there. You need to go to Bricado's. It is a Tampa staple. It has been here for years. Best deviled crab, best Cuban sandwich. And damn it, if you don't live in the area, go to BricadosSandwich.com, have them send it to you. They will send it to your doorstep nationwide. Thanks to Mike and everyone there, Bricados. And, of course, Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Still trying to set up something with Leo. We will get something on the books. I just smell a Friday night. Just karaoke, live band, drink specials. Food specials. Pack that place. You know, the thing about the stick carriers, the thing about Bucks fans, this thing about this passion inside. Listen, we all want the Bucks to win. But what I've learned from each and every one of you, you guys just want to have fucking fun, man. You want to go out and have a good time. That's why I invited you to come with me to Franklin Manor on Friday. Come on. Come on down. We'll have a good time. Come on. It'll be a good time. Big old radio party. High 101.5. Miguel and Holly with their blown off ball. Blown off ball and the stick carriers. Doesn't get much better than that. But we love Sports Legends, man. That never had a bad meal at Sports Legends. There's a reason the food is always fresh. TVs everywhere. Bartenders are phenomenal. It's just a great place. Just really, really happy to be partnered with them. It's in Clearwater on the corner of US 19 and Drew. In Clearwater, Sports Legends. You can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. That is going to do it for this episode of Bucks Uncensored, but don't go anywhere. The Eagles and Patriots just played in the Super Bowl. The Eagles fucking won the Super Bowl. So why not replay a draft day Tuesday from the old fan interference days where I was hosting alongside Jim Lighthall. The Drake was our producer. Greg Linnelli was our update guy. And Brooks Rowland was our technical producer. We did a thing on Tuesdays called Draft Day Tuesday. Quite frankly, it was a filler for an hour, but we loved it. It was a blast. And while not many people listen to our station, actually a lot of people listen to that hour of radio on our station. So thank you if you did. If you didn't, sit back, relax, and we will replay the teams we love to hate draft in moments. But first, we will end in the words of Dirk Cutter. When he said these words, it inspired a movement of Bucks fans that is going to reignite, come together, and it's going, I'm telling you, the draft party is going to be off the fucking chain this year. Cannot wait. And we are going to be living by these words once again. But fuck Dirk Cutter's voice. I want to hear it in a much sexier voice.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You betcha. And now, sit back, relax, jump in that DeLorean. Let's go back to about 4 years ago. Again, myself, Jim Lighthall, the Drake, Greg Linnelli, Brooks Rowland. Five people on one show. It's crazy. We called it Fan Interference on 98.7 The Fan in Tampa. It was our draft day Tuesday. Fan Interference, Justin Pulaski, Jim Lighthall, the Drake is back. Missed last week's draft, best uniforms, football uniforms. You missed it, Drake. And me, quickly off the top of your head, best uniform in football.
Bucks Road.
I chose the Bucks. I came in third.
Of course you did, because that's a terrible choice.
Come on, come on. I actually like the Bucks white jerseys, not the Bucks red jerseys. It's red jerseys. I just don't.
What's wrong with them?
I wish they would have made them like pewter jerseys. Like gray jerseys.
Whoa. Come on.
Well, I'm really telling you, it would have been better. Brooks has the first pick today. Congratulations, Brooks.
How did that happen?
Not sure how you got than the fact that people must have thought we were drafting worse uniforms.
You know what? It's a great upset. Suck it, Miracle on Ice.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Take that, Cold War.
Wow. Greatest team victory
ever.
Now,
how do we know that you didn't just go on and refresh it and keep voting for yourself?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. I can say right now with full confidence, I did not do that. Mm-hmm. I let the listeners choose, and they made the right choice.
Mm-hmm. What?
Exactly. Second pick today goes to Jim Lighthall.
All right.
Way to go, Jim.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We're all very impressed with you and your pool play.
I have fourth again, which is a joke.
Wow. But that, I have the third pick. So give me that. 2, 3, and 4. All right. That leads us to Greg Linnelli of Game Day Uncensored.
Yeah, man.
Hosting with John Gilmore.
Okay. When's the last time you didn't finish last?
I think last week.
This is, you know what?
I think last week.
I don't know.
Yeah, he picked second last week.
Oh, nice.
Second.
Good for you, Greg.
That's straight. It was almost the same kind of streak that I have winning Theme Friday.
All right. Oh, boy. Stop rubbing our nose in it.
Well, just so arrogant.
Just saying.
No.
Exactly. And bringing in the rear this week.
Oh, boy.
Is the Drake, who is back from vacation. Drake, welcome home.
Oh, no. No.
Yes, you have the last pick. All right. You guys decided that we're going to go with teams we love to hate.
I love how there's drafts that he's not a big fan of is the ones that he says, you guys decided.
Yeah, he doesn't want any part of it.
Right. I have a good board. I like my board.
Sorry, we can't choose Disney villains every week.
We haven't done that yet. So
it's all right. Next week's the draft I care about. You're out of next week's draft.
I'm not drafting in next week's draft. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
Yep. You're out.
Why is that?
Because next week is the baby middle name draft.
Okay.
It's a little too close to home for you.
It's going to be She Raheem Pulaski if I get my way.
No, that's not happening. You're not allowed to get picked the first name, only the middle name.
Well, she's already been decided on. Yeah, well, that's true. We already picked that one.
All right, here we go.
You
got to
know that he knows that you know that he knows.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want him anywhere near my baby. Name wise. I'll just dump that.
Why would you dump that?
There's
nothing to dump. All right, here we go. First pick, teams we love to hate. Well, we don't really love them at all. Teams we just flat out hate. First pick goes to Brooks. He's on the clock.
And my pick is in. With the first overall pick in the teams that we love to hate the most draft, to me, this is a clear-cut winner. The locals will love this one. Give me the Boston Red Sox.
Solid number one.
Need I say more? Ever since they won that World Series in 04, they became the Yankees, but with Boston accents. That's all I got right there.
David Ortiz, that's all you need to know.
Clear cut number one.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to spend any time.
I actually think all the Boston fans, good people.
Yeah. All right, second pick goes to Jim Lighthall. Jim Lighthall is on the clock.
My pick is in. Now, Brooksy got the best baseball team, which now moves me in the direction of college football. To me, it's no bigger pain in the butt than the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Mm.
Anyone that's pompous enough to have their own television network and spray paint their helmets every single week by the students, no thanks. Touchdown Jesus, really? He's not signaling
Regis
touchdown.
Philbin,
Regis,
stop.
Shut up already. Notre Dame, we're over you.
Ron Paulus.
Wow.
Ron Paulus is wondering what he ever did to you.
Jim's been in here for 2 hours saying every pick in the first round should be a Boston
mind
pick.
Mind games.
I mean, wow.
Well, that throws off my whole I'm going to draft everything Boston theory.
What do you think? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag?
Oh, man.
He hates cats.
That's
right.
True. He's not going to let the cat out of any bag.
Stomp
He's
on that bag.
Suffocate it.
Ooh.
All right.
He's tried that with his cat.
Brooks took Red Sox. Jim takes Notre Dame. I'm on the clock and my pick is in. With the third overall selection, give me the Boston Bruins. Bruins.
Interesting.
I wanted to go safe there in round one. Team from Boston. Hey, everyone's jacked up about the Lightning. And everyone hates the Bruins. Let's go, Bolts!
And they knock you out of one playoff, and all of a sudden you got a problem with them?
Safe pick.
Okay.
Oh, there was a lot of hatred during that one where
there was.
Everybody was blaming the NBC Sports bias.
Mm-hmm.
They were celebrating Boston goals. Boston to begin with. I think that's a very good pick.
Thank you. Greg Linnelli is on the clock.
My pick's in. This hits home for me, not only here in Florida, but also my ties back home. Team I'd love to hate the most is the Philadelphia Flyers.
Sure.
Give me them.
Oh, great.
Just broad street bullies. What a joke. Haven't won a cup. I can't remember the last time they were relevant. Thing they're relevant for is beating people up.
That is such an awesome pick.
I despise the Flyers. I know Lightning fans despise them. People back home despise them.
God!
Back home? Where, Lakeland?
Lakeland. Yes.
A lot of tension when the Phillies play the Tigers in Lakeland. Spring training. It gets tense.
All right. Red Sox, Notre Dame, the Bruins, Flyers go in round one. That means the Drake is on the clock.
All right. Got to go with my backup here. My pick is in. Oh, don't think I'm not staying Philly. Give me the Eagles.
Ooh.
I hate the Eagles. From the moment you losers decided that it was okay to yell at Joe Giravicius as he was running down the sidelines about his child in the hospital, you officially became the most vile people on the planet.
They threw batteries at Santa Claus.
You can boo Santa Claus. You can cheer Michael Irvin's paralyzed body, but you sunk really low on that one.
Yeah.
You guys are just despicable.
Can't disagree with that.
Solid first round pick.
I think solid all the way around, guys. Way to go. Brooks is on the clock to start round two.
And my pick is in. With my second round pick and the teams and fan bases we love to hate the most, I'm sticking with Boston. Give me the New England Patriots.
Mm.
The hatred still runs deep there nationwide.
You hate Boston.
Hate them. Who likes the Patriots if outside of Boston? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody likes them. Nobody likes Tom Brady. The Super Bowls were won under the whole suspicion of Spygate. Since that was discovered, they haven't won squat. Suck it, Patriots.
Johnny O would like to see you in his office, yeah. By the way.
He was holding out hope that the Patriots weren't going to be drafted.
Jim Lighthall's got Notre Dame. Does he go college football again in round two? He's on the clock.
My pick is in. Number 7 overall, second pick in the second round of the teams we love to hate. I'm going NFL and the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry
Stupid
Jones.
Star on the side of that
America's
helmet, that
team.
Monstrosity stadium they have. Jerry Jones' face pulled like a re-cushioned sofa. Get
Grinding
away from
women.
Us. God, I'd love to go celebrate on that star like Terrell Owens did. Hate the Cowboys and all of the players that played on that team.
You know what Jim hates? Big business. He's taken down dynasties.
That's right.
Wow. Cowboys and Notre Dame. I have the Boston Bruins in round one. Round two, I'm on the clock. My pick is in.
Good morning, Georgia.
With the third pick in round number two of our teams we love to hate
Don't
draft,
do it.
Give me the New York Yankees.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, is that the teams we love to hate?
The defector.
It's not the team you love to hate.
He defects false. Again.
Cutting the cord.
God. I am a Tampa person.
I thought he was going to say the Knicks.
Let's go right now.
No, he would never say that.
The Knicks we love to love.
I love the way you're trying to throw everyone off your scent here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate the Yankees.
You know what? Brooks could have gotten the Red Sox and the Yankees.
I don't want to double up on baseball, though.
Oh, who would?
God. Oh, come on. All right. Bruins and Yankees. Whew, I needed that one. Greg Linnelli's on the clock. He's got the Flyers already. Where does he go in round two?
I am ticked off. My pick's in. Second round pick in the teams we love to hate the most draft. I'm going college basketball, and I'm going those Duke Blue Devils.
Oh,
give
man.
Me.
I hate. Had him right here.
I thought for sure they'd make it to the third round.
Gosh, Mike Krzyzewski, the Dukies.
Whoa,
who? Mike who?
Who
Mike Krzyzewski.
Whoa.
That whole stupid stomping on the floor to play defense with your hands.
Well,
come on.
Bobby Hurley, Christian Laettner,
really?
Cherokee Parks, that smug, snotty look on your faces.
Every single Plumlee.
Hey,
all
Trajan Langdon.
All students in attendance that are all so smart.
Hey, a la Abdul Nabi, get out of here.
Hey, how about Redick? Getting some air conditioning? Do they have air conditioning?
I'm
in
sure
their
they
dome?
Do, yeah.
No, they
yeah.
always didn't have air conditioning.
Tin can you call a stadium.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Get off of that coaching staff, Wojo. Get out of here.
Great pick. Drake is on the clock. He's got the Eagles already. Teams we love to hate. Where does he go in round two?
My pick is in. I'm going college football, and I'm also going with a former dynasty. Rudest fans I've ever dealt with at a sporting event. Give me the Miami Hurricanes.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, that's a good pick.
Lord. Tremendous pick.
Get over it. You're not good anymore. You don't have to be all about your swag. It's all about the you. Stop it.
The joke.
It's not the 30 for 30 movie anymore. You don't have to act like jackasses in the stands. The worst people I've ever dealt with at a sporting event. Miami Hurricane
and
people.
And I'm so sick of the whole five rings. Yeah, back in the 80s, you guys don't matter anymore.
Thank you.
Wow.
Brooks is not holding back today.
I love it.
Man, oh, man. Brooks has the Red Sox and the Patriots. Jim Lighthall's got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Dallas Cowboys. I have the Boston Bruins and the New York Yankees. Greg Linnelli's got the Flyers and Duke. And Drake has the Eagles and the Miami Hurricanes, teams we love to hate. Rounds 3 through 5. Then it's undrafted free agency for lightning tickets. That's up next on Fan Interference. Right now, we've got a CBS Sports Minute. John Kincaid in for John Feinstein. The Old Northeast Jewelers time. It's 11:23. It's Fan Interference, and it's a Draft Day Tuesday. Good morning, Justin Pulowski, Jim Lighthall, the Drake. Brooks is our technical producer, and Greg Linnelli of Game Day Uncensored has the updates. Jeez, Jim, I mean, yes, he does the updates, and he hosts Game Day Uncensored. I mean...
That drop is a really good.
Drop?
Fine.
Whatever you want to say, I don't think it's a drop. I think it's... You're just agreeing.
I was sick, and you've taken advantage of me.
Oh, you were not sick. Stop making excuses. Teams and fan bases we love to hate. Brooks had the first overall pick. He took the Red Sox in the first round, Patriots in round two. Jim Lighthall's got Notre Dame and the Dallas Cowboys. I have the Boston Bruins and the New York Yankees. Greg Linnelli's got the Flyers and Duke basketball. The Drake has the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Miami Hurricanes. Rounds 3 through 5 here, and then we've got undrafted free agency. So make sure you stay tuned to us. You got to hear all the picks, and then whatever teams were not selected, you call up, participate in undrafted free agency. One person during undrafted free agency will get tickets to Thursday night's Lightning game. This is a big one. It's the first one. Everyone wants to be there. You've got a chance to win those tickets coming up at probably around 11:45, but you got to tune in for the rest of the draft so you know who to take. All right, third round underway. The first pick in the third round goes to Brooks, and he is on the clock.
And my pick is in. You know, I have a lot of friends that are fans of this team, and I'm probably going to lose some votes, but I have to stick with my guns. Give me the Florida Gators.
Ooh.
As a lifelong FSU follower, I cannot stand this team. I just can't take it. The arrogance, the feeling that they invented college football. Talk to a lot of Gator fans, and you'd think that they'd won 20 national titles. They've won 3, the same amount as Florida State. Just saying.
They can be a hostile bunch.
But there's a whole lot of them.
I know.
So you've just isolated yourself from all Gator fans.
I had to stick to my guns, though.
But he did just rally every other college football fan.
Perhaps.
Polarizing pick.
It is a polarizing pick. You're either going to get a lot of votes or not get a lot of votes with that pick. Jim Lighthall's on the clock in round number 3.
My pick is in. Number 12 overall, teams we love to hate draft. I guess there's only one team remaining, and I'm glad it is out of the city of Boston, because in the NBA, I hate the Celtics. All those great Celtics players, Dennis Johnson, even old-time players. Hey, Tommy Heinsohn, we're tired of you and all of your rings and that old Boston Garden that you could put 4 quarters between the floor. We get it. There's dead spots in the floor. There's no air conditioning. We hate the Celtics, and I love it that they suck now.
Wow. Hey, nobody knows hoops like Jim Lighthall, right, guys? Man.
I thought that was you. Aren't you the basketball insider?
Yeah, pick, but Jim. I mean, I've heard the promos. I'm not gonna try and act like I know hoops.
Just like I wrote them.
Although I might stick there with my pick. My pick is in. With the third pick in the third round, I've got the Boston Bruins, I got the New York Yankees, and now I have the Miami Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the team people love to hate.
Well, now nobody
they
cares.
Used to.
If we did this draft last year, that's a great pick.
They still hate them.
I don't think anybody cares about them anymore.
It's just indifference.
Well, yeah. See, here's why this is a benefit.
Oh, boy.
Is everyone already hated the Heat. But now even Heat fans that were Heat fans and now are not, now they even hate the Heat.
I like
That's
the rationale.
It's a double whammy.
I like
here.
The rationale
yeah.
there.
Yeah! Miami Heat! Love it! Good pick.
All the Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers haters.
Well, that's...
He just won over those voters.
Luol Deng is down there. Jim. Everyone hates Luol Deng.
Hey, Danny Ferry, Danny what's your Ferry? Problem with Luol Deng?
Whoa, easy.
What?
Huh?
What is that?
I'll tell you during the break.
Should we?
We only covered that story. God, your memory is bad. And I'm old.
Who's up? Greg Linnelli of Game Day Uncensored.
My pick's in. gosh, just another team I despise over the years. They have, well, you could say criminals on their team all the time. Third round in the teams we love to hate the most draft. I'm going the Baltimore Ravens. Ray Lewis,
this is
Ray
a, this
Rice,
is a Steeler pick.
Brian Billick, oh, just is, whiny, Jamal Lewis, ugh, just, it's disgusting. I almost worse than the Flyers, but Flyers are my number one pick.
Well, that still leaves the Bengals and Browns for him to take in the last couple rounds.
Not as much as the Ravens. Ugh. Every time I see Ray Lewis talk on ESPN.
How's that going to come across tomorrow morning with Kirk? The Drake.
Nailed it.
Drake has the Eagles and Miami Hurricanes. Steelers and Ravens fans fighting each other. Drake, you're on the clock.
My pick is in. Not sure if Greg's issue has more to do with Baltimore or the fact that they often wear white pants. I'm going with a fan base who thinks they know everything. Give me the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, damn it.
God, they come down here on their long weekends and they wear their stupid red. They sing the national anthem in French. We all get it. It's real awesome.
And they boo our anthem.
Ugh, God, they're all just, I hate know-it-alls. And they know everything about hockey. You don't because you're from Tampa. Vinny LeCavalier would love to come play for us because we're his home. No, he didn't want to go there because you would annoy the hell out of him every day of his life. You people are the worst.
Wow, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Not they're friendly people, really.
Wow.
Not the Canadians.
He doesn't like Canadians.
They riot after playoff victories in the first round.
Especially
French Canadians.
I love Canadians. I don't like the Montreal Canadians.
Which are French Canadians.
Boom. Double whammy.
So you hate France.
Exactly.
All right. Brooks has the Red Sox, Patriots, and Gators. Here he is in the fourth round.
And my pick is in. A lot of good choices left. I've already angered the people up in New England. I probably angered our boss. I know I pissed off half the people in Florida with my last pick. I might as well upset somebody on the show as well. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There it is. Shots
Who are you upsetting?
Fired.
Greg's a Bucs fan.
That's true.
They show up at all these sports bars. They say, oh,
they have sports bars here.
Yeah. It's like, we travel well. We go to all these games. No, you live in these cities already because you didn't want to live in Pittsburgh.
Towel.
That too. Get rid of them.
Yeah. As Jackson DeVille said.
Nope.
Oh, no.
That's the Jaguars mascot who held up the sign that says towels carry Ebola.
Got in a little trouble for that.
Yeah, he did. I mean, technically, it's true because it's bodily fluids.
He'll be going. Saying that in hell.
Who?
That
Jackson
mascot.
DeVille?
You can't degrade the.
I don't know.
Like
do
that.
Mascots go to hell or are they like dogs? All dogs go to heaven, Jim.
I don't know where this is headed.
Oh, all right. Jim,
that's
likes,
a classic movie.
Yeah, it's one of the best movies of all time.
She Raheem will be watching it in a few months.
No, that's not her name. Jim Lighthall's got Notre Dame, the Cowboys, and Boston Celtics. He's on the clock in round four.
My pick is in. Teams we love to hate draft, number 17 overall, O-H-I-O. I hate Ohio State. What a pain in the butt. We get it. You have a horseshoe stadium. You've been around a long time. Hey, Ohio State, dot this. I can't stand the Buckeyes. Yeah, you've got Archie Griffin. Keep hanging your hat on the fact that he won two Heismans. You know why no one else has? Because they leave early after they get a Heisman trophy. Urban Meyer. Woody Hayes. Hey, punch another player from the opposing team. Kid from Clemson still has a bruise on his throat.
Maurice Clarett's still trying to get in the NFL.
Take another car from a dealership, Maurice Clarett.
John Cooper.
Now, we like John Cooper. I didn't have a problem with him.
He was a punching bag.
Ohio State. Can't stand them.
Can't stand ya. All right, I've got the Bruins, the Yankees, and the Miami Heat. I will follow Jim's lead. I will go to college, and my pick is in. With the third pick in the fourth round, give me the Alabama Crimson Tide.
There they are.
Oh, God. I can't. I'll turn on their games simply to root against them. And it was great when Ole Miss beat them this past week. But they never lose, and I want them to lose every week. And I'm sorry. You want obnoxious fan bases. I was at Animal Kingdom last year on the day Alabama and Auburn faced off against each other, and there were so many Alabama fans in the safari ride standing in line, and all they kept saying was, "Hey! Hey! Roll Tide! Let's go, Tide! Let's roll it! Roll Tide!" They're just screaming at people. Alabama fans and the Alabama Crimson Tide. You are now on my team's I love to hate. Yeah!
I can't even look at a houndstooth fedora anymore.
Roll Tide.
Makes me sick.
Hey, Roll Tide. Hey, what does that mean? Your mascot's an elephant. Greg Linnelli is on the clock.
My pick's in. Fourth round pick in the teams we love to hate the most draft. I'm going to go back to college hoops, and I'm going to go to a school that's noted for one and duns, and that would be the Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh.
John Calipari. Really, everybody in America despises Kentucky.
Wow.
Because they win, but they do it the way that a lot of people don't agree with.
That's where Orlando and T was from, Jim.
I can't really comment on this.
Wow.
Most of the restaurants around here come from that group.
Although I will say, even though she's a smoke show, take Ashley Judd with you.
Yes.
Tired of her cheering at every Kentucky game.
Double Jeopardy.
What?
Huh? Anything from the last 15 years at all or not?
Come on. Has she been in a movie in the last 15 years?
I don't think she has.
Double Jeopardy was a great movie.
Okay.
And I don't
she
use
was
the
in
word
Divergent.
Great that often.
She was in Divergent. She dies. Spoiler.
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 Guys,
I had that on Netflix. Thanks,
that
Greg.
That movie just came out.
It's on my queue.
Oh, no.
She doesn't have a very big role, though.
Phantom Q?
That's hilarious.
No, Jim, that's Phantom Q.
Oh, okay. My
All
bad.
Right.
My bad.
Drake, are you now on the clock?
Yes.
All right, go.
All right, I'm ready. I'm just taking this school because I don't like what they did to us on a Thursday night. And
oh,
their
no.
coach is
oh,
annoying.
No. Oh, no.
Give me Rutgers.
Damn it! Damn it! That was my fifth round.
No.
Oh!
Drake wins the draft.
Damn it!
That's a great pick.
You provided me with the worst Thursday night ever. USF was number two. All that BS.
The best pick.
Greg
best
Schiano's
pick
running around like a complete jackass.
Had a great Christmas.
At referees. Then he comes down here, sets the Buccaneers back another 5 years.
It's a 30-yard bullet.
They've provided us nothing but players that we've released.
Talk a little football.
Oh, shut your mouth.
There's billions of Chinese out here that don't even care what you do.
What God. Is he talking about?
You don't know until you try.
God, I
I'm
miss.
Just going crazy
you know what?
Right now.
I miss him so much.
People grinding
because
really, really hard.
Lovie Smith gives us nothing and is just like angry all the time.
You and Roy Cummings miss him
I
the
understand
most.
The frustration.
Yeah. God.
Greg's just
yeah, well,
unloading.
As my cohorts have mentioned, it's only Thursday. Jeff has a groin.
He does have a groin.
Josh is our starter.
Josh is our starter.
You know, you live by the golden rule.
And what is that? What's
We're
going to
face some
rule?
Loaded boxes for
loaded
sure.
Loaded boxes?
Shut up!
That's not the golden rule.
Nobody cares.
Well, they do care.
Just unload, Greg.
Just
keep going.
Keep going. You've got more.
Shut up.
You know, sometimes you make mistakes.
Well, you made a lot of them.
For a decade.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
No.
It really, I mean, I'll just say that it is a good question.
It is.
I had guys in every gap.
Including the one between your teeth.
Uh-oh. Vincent has a rib. Gerald has an ankle. That's a very tricky question.
That was probably a question by Roy Cummings. He just treated him nicer than...
This is a first.
Lovey.
And they brought some people and some rappers.
What? Jim has completely lost his composure.
Oh, I can't breathe. I'm crying.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing.
It's a great thing for the organization.
It's so random. I can't believe he said this crap.
In and then out. You know, I'm not a good person to ask, and I'm not dodging a question. I thought that was a setup, Bobby.
Why have we never done a Shiano cut?
I know,
draft?
He's got my back, I got his back.
And then, of course, the ultimate.
Everything feels different when Ogutu makes that. Because that's a Hall of Fame, so it's a 30-yard bullet.
There it is. The coup de grace. Right there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Best coach in Bucks history.
Great yes. Pick, Drake. Great pick.
Honestly, why did we want him to be fired? Why? Now
him.
Look at what we have.
I miss him.
I mean, now look at what we have. We have the most boring coach in the history of the NFL.
I'm only kidding you, I know.
I mean, is anyone else pissed about this?
Hold on.
I'm mad at myself.
As you should be. Why couldn't you have just won 6 games?
God,
you would have been
long
here
and strong.
We would have had Tom Savage.
We would have.
It's
no,
a win
we would have
win in the truest sense of the phrase.
We would have still had Glennon.
Yeah, but Savage would have been in waiting. God.
That's thank a man. You're a man.
You took Rutgers. Now we can't even get to the 5th round. We got to do it next.
This is the best. What are you actually looking for?
This is the last one, or I just handed the last one?
I need clarification.
That was the last question. All right, bonus. You got the bonus question of the day. There you go. It's a bonus day. You won out a bonus question. We're in that mode.
Yeah, you're funny.
God, he's hilarious. I miss him so much.
He's hilarious, especially when he made the media do push-ups. And then I get to watch all the media do push-ups.
I love that you were the one who was like, I'm not.
No, now, I filmed it. It's on my phone.
We've made a promise. When he gets hired again, we're going to carry his press
conference. Yes,
oh,
we have
oh, God. To. Well, and we've got to record all of his
yes.
press conferences
yes.
just so we can get some new cuts. Now, is somebody going to hire him? That would be strange.
Yes.
All right, let's do the last round and undrafted free agency next. Still ruining stuff for us, but also,
I'm mad at myself.
Yeah, you should be. All right, Fader and Fibs Draft Day Tuesday, final round of our Teams We Love to Hate draft. Then it's going to be lightning quick. If you know the team you want to take in undrafted free agency, you better call right now, 888-9987-987. Somebody's getting lightning tickets. Brooks has the first pick in round 5. Brooks, you're on the clock.
And my pick is in.
It's not that funny, Greg Cassell.
I'm going to go with a team that USF fans also love to hate. Not in the conference anymore. Give me West Virginia football.
Really?
Oh, you bumpkins.
Oh, stole it from me.
That's a great one.
Come on, Jim.
Yes, it is. He did. He stole it.
West Virginia? Yes. I actually like watching them.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Their fans were the worst.
They're the worst.
They burn couches.
West by God, Virginia.
He just got the USF vote and the Pitt vote.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, Greg hates him too.
I do.
But Greg's from Tampa, so.
Yes, that's true.
Well, he's from Lakeland.
Lakeland.
Jim Lighthall's on the clock.
My pick is in. I'm going to go back to the NFL. This team hasn't been relevant since 1969. The J-E-T-S,
wow.
Jets.
Wow.
Whatever, you're awful.
That's a great pick, Jim. All right, I'm on the clock. My pick is in. I'll take UCF.
They're there.
Thank you.
Do not whatever. Like them.
I don't like them. Greg Linnelli's on the clock.
My pick's in. I'm going to go NBA. I'm going to go out west. And I'm going to go to the Lakers.
Lakers.
Kobe Bryant can get on people's nerves a lot.
You got that right.
Best available.
Yeah.
Again, undrafted free agency starts in moments. 888-9987-987. 888-9987. We might only be able to get in 2 or 3 calls, so call in right now. One of you is going to get lightning tickets with a team that we have not selected yet. The Drake has the final pick, and then it's undrafted free agency time.
Pick is in.
Give me a team with an owner who doesn't have a clue. Give me the Washington football team.
There you go. Good one.
The Redskins?
So do we have to dump that? Do we have to dump that?
Not yet. Not until the FCC decides that they're going to fine us if we say their team name. All right, here's who's been drafted. Then it's undrafted free agency. Red Sox, Patriots, Gators, Steelers, and West Virginia go to Brooks. Jim has Notre Dame, Dallas Cowboys, Boston Celtics, Ohio State, and the Jets. I have the Boston Bruins, the Yankees, the Miami Heat, Alabama, and UCF. Greg has the Flyers, Duke, the Ravens, Kentucky, and the Lakers. Drake has the Eagles, Miami Hurricanes, Montreal Canadiens, Rutgers, and the Washington Redskins. Undrafted free agency. Let's go. James is up first. Hey, James.
Yeah, I got to go with the Florida Panthers. Any diehard Lightning fan would hate the Panthers.
Yeah, that's good.
Panthers.
From the early days, really.
I mean, I guess I just they're so irrelevant that I just don't know.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody cares about them, but we all care about you. We miss you, Greg Schiano.
Say it again.
Exactly. Jerry's up with us. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. Once again, you guys are hilarious. I'm picking the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, a lot of people hate them.
One.
Yeah,
that's a really good one. That's really good. Not good enough for tickets. Oh, how many pairs of movie passes?
One to see a movie with Jim.
Okay. Let's get.
That's touche, right?
Let's get Steven on. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. My pick was, I pretty much hate any Philly team, but especially the Philadelphia Phillies for beating us in the World Series back in 08.
Uh-oh.
That is movie good. I think we got to send you to the movie Fierce.
Or Fury.
Fury.
It's not a Fierce. Gatorade flavor.
Fury.
Fierce.
I knew you would correct me because you're all into this movie.
I'm all in.
Are you going to sit next to Steven?
That's great.
Oh, my God. Let me get Togo on. Hey, Togo.
Hey, hey. My choice touches two sports on two continents. Bucks fans hate them. Their own fans hate the ownership groups. From across the pond is Manchester United.
There it is.
There you go.
That is a walk-off. That's the best one of all. Love that. And you're going to see the Lightning Thursday night. I mean, how pumped are you?
I'm so pumped.
And what is your favorite show?
Fan Interference.
Nice.
And what's your favorite radio station?
98.7. I know you guys want me to say Rocks or 98.7 The Fan.
Yeah!
Nice, Togo. Way
you
to go.
You got it, Togo. All right. Know why I like Togo's name? Because it also likes to go, and I like to get my food to go, Jim. Let's go. Great draft day Tuesday. Enjoyed it, and we're back tomorrow. Hey, remember, you've got about 21 hours to figure out something that's worthless. Worthless Wednesday tomorrow. Nailed it.